So New Testament based, for many institutions of Rashi, Rashi holds that if a person ties a delil to a chicken, there's no fear of ish, there's nothing to talk about in ish. And not only that, while it's flying and it hits something, there's no worry. The only time it goes possibly the chayim is after that. That's Shitta's Rashi. Then you're chayim to the boy once it lands. So, based on that, Rashi had a lot of going through the whole circular. So, Rashi can't be going on the Mishnah. And the Mishnah said, they are chayim chatin ele. And Rashi is saying that if it be kosher other, it would be chayim ezek shalim. And that's not true. Because if it was kosher Adam, so it must be talking about after it landed. If after it landed, like we just said, while it's flying, it can't be chayim. So only after it landed. If after it landed, then why if it's nikshma elam should be chayim patinet? That's how Rashi learned from the halacha of kosher Adam. We had a problem with the nikshma elam. From the halacha of kosher Adam, must be talking about after it landed. It must be within boy. And nikshma elam, so who's going to be chayim? If it's going to be the balad lil, he should be chayim as a kshorim, because he was a pesher. Or maybe he should be potter completely, because he's an oinim. So the only one left is the balad tanago. Well, why should the tanago be chayim anything? The tanago that makes the boy even pot. And that was the mahalach rush. Tosfos got a different mahalach, and that's what we're starting now. Tosfos, abu kosher odom chayim. This is going on the beginning of the Gemara, when Avuna said, the Mishnah said that you are chayv hatinedek is only when it's nikshem eilam. Aval kosher adam chayv. So the Tosfos aval kosher adam chayv. So the Tosfos pirush bosa denayich. After it landed. Kosher Adam is chayev once it landed. Omishun boy and because of boy. Now why did Jesus say this? Why did Jesus say that Rabbanan Din is talking about once it landed and because of boy? Maybe Kosher Adam chayev is when it flies and it hits someone, and because the Adam tied it, it's chayev. What does it mean by kosher adam chayev pirush bosa denayich? How do you know it means after it landed and because of boy? But kosher adam to me is maybe a should be boy because of hitting. Tosfos, yeah.
That's what the
mark. Okay, so I'll group on the Gemara then, according to the basis, yeah? And seeing a bit later on in the Gemara, we talk about boy. So you understand you must be talking about boy. But why? Why? Pirush, boss of the night. So Jesus, at this stage in time, you learn this stage at this stage in time, we could say maybe exactly like Rashi. Maybe exactly like Rashi. Adam is not chayv when it flies. Not midin boy, not midin ish. So it has to be talking about the landing. And you're chayv should have boy. Could be. Well, maybe it's been 2 days in time. Jesus is clearly not like that. So we'll have to, when we get to Tosfos, the Bimas of Achiv, we'll have to come back to this Tosfos and try and work out how did Tosfos know or how did the Gemara know that we must be talking about when it's in it. All right? Belav Dafka says Tosfos, if you're talking about Boy, Belav Dafka kosher. Belav Dafka, they tied it. And they call it the right answer, kosher Boy. Even if he doesn't hide their way. It's like as if he tied that boy. Because the karma, either way, they push it. I think Morris is clearly, if he didn't hide it, he didn't push out. Since this is the come to this man, if they were talking about boy, and not a man, he's not talking about anything flying and hitting. So the ikazach is that it was your boy that caused it, that somebody tripped up on. There's no difference if you tied it. The ikazach is that you didn't look after it.
The thing is, both people tied it. But either the tire is the third party tire or the owner.
Yeah, he's understanding. Also, Rashi, we're talking about the owner of the mill was the one who tied.
Oh, okay.
So maybe now that we're kosher. Okay, if that's that Tosfos, so what we've seen in this Tosfos, these are the same Tosfos, then we must be talking about Bari out there. As Shura said, it's quite clear in the Gemara that, but that's a good for part of the problem. And then if we're talking about Bari, it's not talking about tying it. The Ikkazach is he didn't look after this boy. Right? He kept the door open, he didn't look after it. Ella, now these places. Ella must sneeze in. So now we're going once we already knocked off. The woman is not explaining the mission. So what is the explaining? If you know the Gemara, then So Amish is talking about the chicken took this bucket and he sent it flying. But I read a little hefka. We're talking about a little hefka. Or his friends, that was well protected. And therefore his friend wouldn't be chayav. Rabbeisa, what does this Tosfos want? What is Tosfos saying? Must be talking about little hefka. Why? Why must it be talking about little hefka? Very good. You're doing the same thing what Yeshua said. Doing the same thing as Yeshua said. But Hogufa, and I'm saying back to you, Hogufa, why do we talk about little hefka? It takes felt we needed to talk about little hefka. Let me just tell you something else before. The Gemara that's talking about Lil Hefka is saying on what Rav Huna was speaking about. Here we're saying that a Mishnah is a Adyadue and it's talking about Lil Hefka. So we don't even have a Gemara to support what Tosfos is saying. They're saying that the Mishnah is a Lil Hefka. Why is he saying the Mishnah is a Lil Hefka?
Because our Mishnah is pinning the liability on the Mishnah.
No.
So if it's not the owner of the liability also on the owner of the local perhaps, could have left it unprotected, or why is he trying to be either as age, you know, like a ruach and come and fling it. So he has to, our Mishnah is focusing on Chetzi Nezek. So the only Chetzi Nezek is Sloros. The only Sloros would be on the owner of the Tarnival. And so the Tarnival, so it has, so we got to keep the owner of the Lil away.
Let me hear what Shua said. Shua said, Chadley's places is, because if it was owned by somebody else, then that somebody else would also be obligated, also be liable, because of age.
Rashi didn't know that.
No, but we're talking Tosfos.
Oh, one second. We hit a Tosfos, which is clearly not like Rashi. We've now hit a second Tosfos, the second Tosfos on the page, which is clearly implied. If the Lil would have been owned by someone else, then there would be somebody else paying as well. Then why? Kunti Rashi, you can't be chayav of Ish, and you can't be chayav of the boy as it's moving. Adyadui, while it's moving. So Gunter Rashi, even if it's owned by somebody else, is going to be there's only one person to be chayve, and that's the chicken, not the owner of the dill. So he's telling us, Gunter Rashi, Rashi told us, that a chicken takes a bucket or any other dill and flings it, the owner of the dill is potter. It's not called the ish, for whatever reason we said three or four different halachim yesterday, why it's not ish. And it's not boy, because boy is only liable if he tricks up on it, not it hits someone. So if a chicken would take my bucket, and I saw it happen, and he goes and flings that bucket at someone, I'm not going to be liable for it, only the Mr. Chicken. So why is Tosfos saying they would have the bucket? Or why is Tosfos saying that's owned by somebody would look after his bakri. Even if it wasn't, the Kuntur Rashi would still be an Echatzin Ezer. Here you see this is Kuntur Rashi. This is old. Like we're going to see in the third place. Yes, if I need something lying around, that a chicken can come along and take it, that is called Ish. That's called Ish. And I would be liable because I made a fire. I had my thing, which in a Ruach Mitzvah is going to go and hit someone. That's Ish. So those are all your archive for Ish. Koshe Adam, you're tired for Ish. This is a Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. And I have to go back to the previous Tosfos. So now we've got a bit of a problem. Since Tosfos, the Koshe Adam, the first Tosfos, let's go back to the first Tosfos. Koshe Adam, the Mishnah said, Yochayev Matzin Ezek. Along came Ravuna and spoke on the Mishnah and said, Lo Yishonu, Yochayev Matzin Ezek. Even Snitchin, Elo, Avakosha Odom, Chayev. Says Tosa, a spirit boss of the night. After that. Why? Kosha Odom, Chicken Michayev, even before that. We've just now seen it. Tosa's whole, that Odom can be Chayev because of Ish. So even Adam time, then the chicken comes along. And the chicken, if the chicken does it on its own, nobody tied it, if no one tied it, we got a normal case of tsuris, and maybe it'd be chayev. If a person ties it, then you also find it's yadish. Therefore, koshadim, chayev, nezek shalim. So why did Tosa say we're talking about boss of the night? And like you're saying, why did the Gemara say the Ravuna is not matim to the Mishnah? Let him be matim to the Mishnah. Why can't it fit into the Mishnah? Might we have to talk about after a language?
The Mishnah says that the Chayav Chatzin Ezek.
That was Nip Shmeila.
No. So but it's still implying that there's only one person Chayav. So if you have two people Chayav, that doesn't come up with the Mishnah.
Very good, very good. That's how the Mashal says, based on the next thesis, we're going to see the third thesis. All these three tesim are connected to each other.
Also, you're switching. If it's Chatzin Ezek, it's the Baal Hakarbon. Shalom is going to be the Baal.
That's okay. That's fine. Nick Shmeilov, that's what also the Gemara is saying.
The Rahul would be funny for the people.
In the Gemara also understood like that. The Gemara said, Man Chayu. Nick Shmeilov, Man Chayu. Don't say, hold on.
I sound like one or the other. We're explaining our Rahul and saying it's.
No, let's just look at the Gemara. You're raising a good point. Let's look at the Gemara. Gemara said, "Lo shamer l'shenik shmeilav, kosher adam chayim." Now let me ask you, kosher adam who's chayim? The person in the title, that's obvious. And then the Gemara said, "Nik shmeilav man chayim if it's the owner of the bucket, can't be. Never mind, it's the owner of the chicken." So it doesn't bother the Gemara that kosher adam maybe is the person in the title, the chayim. And Nikshmeilov is the Balatana Gilchai. Doesn't bother it so much. That's not the issue. But the problem is, why did they? And why did Gemara need to say we're talking about it? Why did they at the beginning say we're talking about only after they landed? Why can't we talk about it? It's flying at Oma. Gosh, all that would be a Chayim. Answer is, after moving, the base in the next thesis, Ravuna was mashma one person's Chayim. Only one person. And if it was Kosher Adam, and you want to be Machai because the Ruach Mitzvah, and two people would be chayv. It'd be the owner of the chicken would be chayv for the betrayers, and the person that tied it would be chayv because of his ish. There'd be a joint chayv, and it's mashma. It's just not mashma in Ravuna's words. It could be. The words of Ravuna is mashma only one person's chayv. Kosher Adam chayv is mashma only one person's chayv. And therefore, we don't want to talk about a case of Ish, because then two people are chayv. Kosher Adam Shneim Chayavim. Why is chayv? Chayv must have one person chayv. Kosher Adam Adam chayv.
Okay. Well, wouldn't that be the standard thing about one person doing it, the owner doing it?
I doubt it. Why should I have a chicken and somebody tied it and say, kosher baratah, kosher odom, a person tied it. Kosher odom chayv sounds like the person that tied it, chayv, he's chayv. If we're talking about it, then as it was flying, two people would be heard. It doesn't fit in the words. That's why I'm not talking about after that. Oh, very good. Yes. That was the Ross to work with. No, that's very good. How much would the nizigri be paid if it is doing it? Let's say a person died it and the chicken knocked it. And while he was knocking it, the chicken flung it and it damaged something. So the Balatana is tied because of the series. And the one that tied it is tied for the Beish. So how do you split up the damage? All right, that's the rush. Okay, fine. So that's why Tosfos says that Mishnah must be doing a little hefker, because the Mishnah is mashma that, the Mishnah says you only have a pattern, is it? And according, if you're talking about little of somebody's property and he wasn't matching it, then the Nizik would get full payment because there'd be a Ish as well. Third thesis.
Actually, though, it's a board. We're talking about it's in the Rabbin. You know, so the while time ago, we didn't climb the lane now. Even if there's smartest, if we bring it into a Rishis Rabbin, then the while time ago, we didn't climb the lane.
Yeah, if that's happened in Rishis Rabbin, yeah. Unless the. Yeah.
Or the damage happened.
Yeah.
Could it be that Rashi has the same star without saying it?
Same so what?
The H, we're not talking about the H because of the same reason.
What do you mean by the same reason?
Meaning that he didn't want to have two people, can it?
No, Rashi clearly is bottom.
Oh,
Rashi clear, right. Okay, we're on the third thesis. So we said so far the first thesis and second thesis are connected, and the third thesis is as well. It's all mixed up. It's all one, you see. Itmad Rahuna Baal Meitra, and I remember. According to Rashi, everyone can't be going on the Mishnah because the Mishnah holds that you only have Patsy Nezek and there's no case where you have Patsy Nezek. You must be talking about Bo because you can't be talking about anything else. And by Bo, there's no case where you have Patsy Nezek. So Rabbuna must have been speaking about something else, he wasn't speaking about the Mishnah. Says, Tosfos, Vechi Itmad Rabbuna Baal Meitra. Tosfos, though, has a question, why can't everyone be going on a mission? Why can't everyone be going on a mission? So they said, when we take Ramasnissin, it's not much matter if everyone is going on the mission. You can't establish him on the mission. Because you're Odom Chayev, Mashma Koyev. Koshri Odom Chayev is Mashma, he's Chayev for everything. But by Adi Aduye, in a case when it's Adi Aduye, which we said, that's what the Mishnah is talking about, Nami Chayev Baal Tanagoy, the Baal Tanagoy is also Chayev. Koshri Odom Chayev is Mashma Chayev everything. Now, if we're talking about Adi Aduye, if we're talking about Adi Aduye, like the Mishnah is clearly talking about, so what do you want to say? The Mishnah is talking about when it's Memeda, when it's Nechem Eilok, then the Baal Tanag is time for Tinezik. But if it's Kosher Odom, then the Nizik would be paid Nezik Sholem. If one uses the word Chayim, Chayim is Mashma, that Odom that tied it, it's Chayim HaKoyim. And that's not true, it's not Chayim HaKoyim. Because there's another partner here. The Tanagu is another partner.
He doesn't belong to him.
He doesn't belong to him.
I can see that.
Koshe Odom doesn't mean Baal Tanagim. Also in the Gemara says, Man Chayi, Ilein of Baal HaDilil. Means we're talking about a Baal HaDilil and a Baal Tanagim. Talking about two different people. Also Rashi said, the Gemara is clearly talking about two people. That's the words of Rabbi Rabbuna. The words of Rabbuna are
Where's the mission?
Then that word, Koshe Odom, doesn't mean the Baal Talmud.
means Odom, somebody, anyone, even not the Baal HaTanur. And the one that tied it is Chayiv. And if it wasn't the Baal HaTanur, then there was a partner with him. It's him and the Talmud. The culture of Odom Chayiv sounds like the Odom is Chayiv Legam. It's not true, there's a partner. There's the Baal HaTanur. And he also has to pay part. He also caused damage. Is it serious?
That's what you
cut. Yeah, the person that did Aish and a person that did serious together. They would do it together.
Can't you say though that he's still cause life and everything? Just so happens that there, you know, that there happens to be a shifting in here. But if there wasn't a shifting, he'd be liable for, you know, he could have shifting there to be both liable for the full amount of things. Can't they say file
a nice there, you want to say. Why? A nice there. That but it's recognition. But
Sure, first,
maybe the pshat in kosher olam chayim means that in theory you could be chayim everything. How would it be?
Because of poor or
age, every time everything age just happens to be out of part.
That's what it could be.
Says this, the laws of the Buddha, Kosh Adam Chayim, we are talking about whether it is a time ago here, because the Mishnah says we're talking about Baal HaTanur against Chayim and Chatzi Nezek, so we're clearly talking about a time ago who has an owner. So Kosh Adam, in that case, would be two people Chayim, so you can't say Chayim. You're saying he used the word Chayim to say theoretically he could have been Chayim. That's it, we're talking about a particular case, which is going on the case of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah clearly talking about whether the Tanagel is owned by someone. How do I know the Mishnah talking about the Tanagel is owned by something? Because the Mishnah talking about Nixon Eidol and the Chayim Patiyeh, who's Chayim Patiyeh? The Baal HaTanur. So there must be an owner of the Tanagel. And on that, we have first said, Kosher Odom Chayim, that's much more the Odom's Chayim. That's how.
Yeah, but let's be like,
what's the matter?
Explain the problem. Please. Tanagel would have taken a spell on his own that day. No damage would have happened because we're not talking about a stone being picked up. Now this person came along and tied the bucket down the holes of feet, and the bucket is what causes the problem. Surely we should not obligate the bottom down the hole to pay a penny, because without this other person, I'm going to call him that name, without this person doing this action and tying the bucket, no damage would have occurred. That's caution to everybody. Looking at the scene, and the only thing called damage was the bucket. I didn't tie the bucket to the tummy bone.
If the chicken would have been, and now the person who shows also would have happened.
If my chicken would have gotten into the person who shows and would have taken a stroll, she would not have, he would not.
Had the chicken not been there, then the tied bucket wouldn't have hit somebody either.
But that's not fair. Why?
Fair. You were pishay, that kitchen pishay.
No, chicken.
You let your chickens on the other two shows.
The chicken behaves perfectly fine without a bucket right there. She would have acted perfectly normal. She's been strolling there all the time. She's never damaged it beforehand. You don't mean someone else is tied the bucket there and the other guy should pay as well.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't make sense to me. You know, jumping and saying, I can't be that the bucket owner is the only one responsible.
Right.
No, what?
Somebody
steals somebody's car. And start damaging and banging somebody. So because it's his car, and it was the one that damaged the other car,
your muscle's not a McLean problem. Here you had a person that let his chicken remove somebody else's shoes without permission. Right? We're talking about the Nizik happened in the Hezek happened when it was just a Nizik. So you let your chicken go there, the chicken will jump around and do cause damage. This chicken actually didn't cause damage by jumping around, it caused damage because it was flipped up somebody's bucket, that you should have been looking after your chicken to make sure it doesn't do things like that. You had no right to let it. Somebody else your shows.
He tied the bucket to my chicken.
Yeah,
but the chicken, we also contemplate that had there no one else tied it, as long as it was available, the chicken would tie itself up.
It could have tied
it. It could have. It's a possibility.
Yeah, but that's not the reason why you're hanging.
Oh,
look at the chicken. Look at the chicken. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Would you say also if a chicken goes in somebody else's shoes and another person had left a bucket in, and this chicken got tangled up with his bucket and he hurt somebody with it,
Would you say also the Bala Chitarav is not chayv? Because not his fault had the bucket not been there, wouldn't have caused any damage. Why? Had the bucket not been there, nothing would have happened.
Okay.
Be there. No, he's a bucket. Not the Bala Chitarav's bucket, third party bucket.
The third party comes along into somebody's property without rishus and puts the basket down, and somebody else's animal comes in and eats it. I forgot. But anyway, the third party has no right to be there. So
that's a god that third party.
So yeah, rishus in this case, but it's different. It's different case.
All right. Lemaisa, Aloha Lemaisa is wrong, what you're saying. Okay, whether you like it or not, Aloha Lemaisa is wrong. If Sandu tells, really, all he did was the grammar, but I was a Bishem, I let my animal roam there, and then I'm kind of everything my animal does, even if it's because somebody else applied it to it. That person might have did some type of grammar to me. But I'm meant to look after my name. So, Mamela is the place that the word Chayim is Mashba Chayim Akurl, and it wouldn't be Chayim Akurl. And as David said, we have to start working out, how would you slice the cake now? Once you say that burden would be high, how would you slice it? That's going to be the rush. It says this is clearly there definitely is a joint here. I'm going to have to pay for it. So, that's why we must be talking about Ravina can't be going on the Mishnah. Come to Rashi, Ravina can't be going on the Mishnah, because the deal is wrong. He's saying, kosher Adam Chayim, he's not Chayim. There is no chiyuv kosher odom because the mission is talking about it's adi adui and the odom is not chayv by adi adui. According to Tosis, odom would be chayv by adi adui. So why can't I'm going to be going on the Mishnah? Because the Gunnar's match with the odom is chayv everything and he's not chayv everything. He's a partner between him and the chicken. Why do you get my colleagues between Rashi and Tosis? According to Rashi, the Gunnar can't be going on the Mishnah because kosher odom is potu. And according to Tosis, the Gunnar can't be going on the Mishnah. Because kosher oven is not chayv everything, it's divided up between. Says Tosis, the conscious pirish, next one I've already discussed, conscious pirish, the lady took mama's nisim. Rashi said they can't go on the Mishnah, Shushai kosher your potter. Because the kosher potter, kim da adi adui, because since it's flying, shalini it's got all the boy, nobody tripped up on the boy, and therefore there's no fear for him, only if somebody trips up on the boy. The kosher beit shveh, the kosher pirushoy, the pirushoy, it's shveh on his chat. It's difficult his chat. He can't mock him, even if you're right. He can't be chayv because of boy. Le chayv mishum eishoy, should be chayv because of eish. Tave kaavnoi, sakinoi, masoi, shenichom reishkagoi. You left, avnoi, sakinoi, masoi, reishkagoi. It fell in a rock and it damaged as it was going. His tanug is exactly like a mitzuya. Like the Gemara said, if you didn't look after your boy, why? Because it's a rock mitzuya, but chickens come and take out your tanug and damage. This is basically the story of Rashi. It's saying there is a chiyuv of Eish. You have an animal that an animal is like your Matsuya. So if you have a bucket which you tugged and an animal comes up and takes that bucket and flings it at somebody, that's your age and your time. Not only if you tied it, even if you just left it there, it'd be the same thing. If you have a bucket there, but you left there and an animal comes along and tangles itself up and throws it there, if you are peshea in your leaving of the bucket, you would be chayim. Out ish. Even if you didn't tie it, if you were Meshay leaving them because you got a Ruch Matsuya, you left a dangerous item with the Ruch Matsuya and therefore comes out, comes to Tesis, Halach Lamaisim, comes to Tesis, if a person leaves a bucket in a place where the chicken could theoretically take it and the chicken went and flung it, something and broke it, his sense of vowel broke it, there would be a Chir both from the Bala Targud and the one that left the bucket. The one that left the bucket is chayv because of Eish, and the one that the Balatanoga is chayv because of Tzuris. So, where would that happen? It would be in Shusarabim where the thing happened, then the Bala The Baal HaTam will be potter, and the Baal HaNir would be chayv to Eish Nezek Shalim.
Should there not be a difference between the owner of the Tarnagol in the case where he is watching the Tarnagol, but it happened so quickly after he was tired that he hadn't had a chance to check it 5 minutes later, the tying of the Tarnagol on the strap, etc., was the damage that happened immediately, whereas in the case of there'd been a gap of half an hour, so then the owner of the Tarnagol should be responsible, but hasn't got a chance to check out what's going on. Otherwise, he spends his whole time checking the Tarnagol.
Could be, if you've got a case of an illness like that, could be, but why is the Tarnagol in other person's rishus? It's you should have been watching them. So if you would have a case where it's mamish happened in a split second and there was no chance of looking after it, maybe then it'd be an onus. But normally it wouldn't be like that. Yeah, so this is important. If let's say I would give a test on this gemara, I'd say, what would be the halacha if a chicken comes along and gets tangled up with a bucket and flings it at someone? And the person gets damaged. What would be that? Where would happen? Good question. That's the first question you're asking. Let's say it happened in Rosh Hashanah.
The flinging happened in Rosh Hashanah. Where did the damage happen?
Where did Rosh Hashanah?
Also,
okay. Why would that elevate your tangled thesis? He didn't tie it. Very good, very good. The contentasis. Yeah, it comes very good. Contentasis. If the owner of the bucket left that bucket out in a way that a chicken could come and take it, even if he didn't tie it, it's done with Lishma Elov in the Chayim Kodesh. Right? Come to Rashi. No one would be Chayim whatsoever. No one would be Chayim. No ish, even if he tied it, there's no ish. And so it's just to have a report. If it happened in Rosh Hashanah, then the Baal HaTam would be Chayav Nezek, and then same story about the discussion Rashi takes about the Baal HaDlil in his Chayav. So now the question is, yeah.
Take the bucket.
Yeah.
No,
it's not. Is the bucket like a bowl or is the bucket a dish? Turbo means speaking about when somebody owns the bucket. Turbo means speaking about when somebody owns the bucket.
So he owns the bucket and the chicken comes along, the bucket stays stationary.
Mm-hmm.
The bucket is considered bowl.
The bucket as it is the bowl.
So even though a bucket traditionally wouldn't be hungry. It's not a bowl that somebody falls in
the stuff.
Set
down,
what?
If somebody chips, I had a bowl last night, actually, no? A lot of my is the bowl is chai for Kaden.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, but bowl. Last week, last night, I was burning a fish esser on the fish, and then I had somebody left a massive slab of rock on the lane. I was late at night, and I hit it, and burst high. So the person I left there wrong. There was a boy. Manish a boy that shoots around in their eyes. Yeah. I can't have a claim on him. Right? Can't have a claim on him because it's Canaan. If it be going in Dean Taylor, it'd be Canaan. Nothing to talk about, right? Boy that shoots around. That's a classic case of boy. Canaan shoots around in Bolshem. Okay, change the time. I thought you said that. These things happen. Boy that shoots around is possible. And that's the bill. Somebody trips up on the bill.
So no, but now this chicken takes it and transforms it into fish. Mm-hmm. It's smoking around.
Right.
The fish wasn't owned by the original.
That's the territory we said yesterday to answer us one day. The Dovid said that maybe a bill is not harm, it's a harmless item.
Right, it's long, we said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but it's definitely not fish. It's not going to hit anyone. Maybe somebody will trip up on it. They're not going to hit anyone. It's not going to hurt somebody. It doesn't have any intrinsic danger in it, apart from something tripping up on it. And therefore, if God wanted to say, therefore, that's not called ish. But we saw. Ruin said, it doesn't say what the dealer was. It could be a dangerous knife. It doesn't say what it was. They'll need any small item. So maybe that there is, it was Daki David. Daki David said it's there. And others are figured. Anyway, back to where we were. That's the halacha that comes out from Jesus. Now, just a very interesting aura. Very interesting aura. Obviously, just the chidude. What we're saying in the thesis, you can have a case where your chaypesh, you left a bucket, which is actually harmless, really. And since chickens are ruach metzuya, you'll be chaypesh, you left something with ruach metzuya, you can get a damage, right? So if some ask, it's just the chidude ba'alma. What's the halacha of regel in Rishus HaRabim? Why you bottle? You left these legs of the animal in a Rishus HaRabim, and then you can go ruach metzuya and damage things. What's the ruach metzuya? The animal. What's the difference between the legs of the animal and the bucket? A bucket you left, and a chicken comes along and takes his bucket and damages something, or a carrot comes and takes his bucket and damages something. What's the difference between that and the chicken taking its own legs and damaging something? Or a carrot taking its own legs and damaging something? I left these legs in Rosh Hashanah, which could move Baruch Mitzvah. So every regal should be chayav to the fish. Why should be a
it's not.
Why should that make a difference? There's a ruach has to be ducked outside the ruach, not in itself. Why should that be? Or in the words of Rabbi Yossi yesterday, we know if you put a load on an animal, right? What happens if an animal's carrying a load and it's walking in Rishus HaRabim and brushes past somebody and damages them? You have a bottle. Because this load is being transported by a ruach mitzuyah, and
it's not a separate thing.
So
H doesn't move by itself, so the animal
is going to move by the second solve of a ruach. What should be that in Gayomin? What's not coming if it's it's an outside source or it's an integral thing? What do you have to say? Oh, my goodness. You're saying a chiddush of based on the shatla rif, which we saw it's the chiddush not everyone. Come on, we saw the yachai pitzur is even. No. Very good, very good, very good. That's the answer. You call it age, but not big difference. The Torah is like your bottle. The Torah said, that's why I said the chidude. The Torah says that your pots are for regular, not regular. Regular is age. Okay, so what? The Torah is your pots of time. Regular is age.
I can see
regular is
age. I call it age.
Regular
is age. Is there something called age?
There's age as well, yeah.
Is it called
yeah. So every regular is also age. Every regular is also age. It's regular. But the terrorist said that case would be a mistake. The terrorist says about this type of age corner, if you like, which is got another name called regular. The terrorist says that is bottom, which is surrounding. But you can claim it, oh, it's age. See, that root is regular. The terrorist said on regular bottom. On Goober, that is right. On that, the terrorist says, you're right. We could call it ish, but it's not ish because the Torah says this type of ish is we're calling it a new name, regal, yeah? Right? Let's go on another case we had. Eglon Mishet is Bikurim. Eglon Mishet is Bikurim. Eglon pulling a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
What was the din? It's Kegufo, and if it's in a Shazarabim,
it'll be Potter.
Why not? Why is it not like Amri Sakina Masoy? Amri Sakina Masoy, Shinikh Shazarabim, and the wind comes along and pulls it, and it damages something in Chaim Kazmesh. So why is it not Chaim Shamesh? Amri Sakina Masoy. We have a massive, heavy Kurogin being transported by Yerub Mitzuyah. So it should be chayav kadmeish. Why do we say it's got a regular pot in Shazarabim? Should be chayav kadmeish. Again, the same time, since it's considered good for me, it's got in on the wagon. And Tosfos says, right, this problem is just around.
Mommy's like, if there was a car and a wagon unattached, and animals came, just pushed the barn, broke something. Like the H.
Say again?
There's a cart sitting by itself, mm-hmm. the wheels. And I thought that an animal just arbitrarily comes and pushes it.
But not tied to it. Not tied to it. Right. Okay, that's like this.
Or what would that be, squirrels?
Would that be serious? Would that be serious? Enough, I mean, yeah. Would be serious. Right. Yeah. Okay, so we're coming out very interesting. So coming up very interesting that you can have Rega, which is bad some age, ego mishek is occurring like age. Yeah, the Torah comes in there and that be a photo which is around. And it's also the chumma you can have it. Amri sakir masoide gets blown in the wind and it lands on something tomon and breaks it. What's the din? Potter, because age is bob for tomon. Egro Meshech is a crane that drives over something, Tomon. What would be the din? Kaya. Because even though it's H, they can turn it to the Rego. And Rego's tied to Tomon. So, this is W. Pavalski speaks up, but Khadnis spoke about the hour before, and you're quite right. There's also Shemzaman about that. You're quite right that every animal walking, according to Tesis, is also H. So, since the Torah said in that case, we're considering a regular potter and a shasarabi. So, Egon Meshach is recurring according to Tesis, should be Aish, because we've got a Tarnagel or Eglor is called Aish. That doesn't, it's called Ruth Matsuya. It doesn't matter. Since it's Mukhuba to the Gulf, it's considered now regal, and therefore you're going to be potter and a shasarabi and Chai put on top. Gevaldik. Okay. We have the next part of the Gemara to do. Says the Gemara, see where we are? We five lines up before the Mishnah. First word in the line is Itma. Itma de Rabbuna ba'al mi'itma. Rabbuna wasn't speaking about the Mishnah, he was speaking about a dililevka. Dililevka. Om Rabbuna. What's the dililevka? Om Rabbuna. Nikshmeilom. Potul. Why? Finding Shmela
Bottle. Who are we talking about? Who's being talked about?
Who do you want?
Well, if it's on its own, then we're talking about the one with the
title. No, it's not going to be Bottle. Why is he Bottle?
Because it's Bottle before.
Right. We're talking about once it landed, not talking about Adyadu. Once it landed, then he's Bottle. Why is the guy chayiv? He tied a bow to the chicken. So it's his bow. Rashi says he owns it. It's his bow. And then we say, I am tripped up where I left the bow. Doesn't matter. Bow and his galgal. A boy that moves from place to place in natural circumstances, the person that left that boy in the first place is chayiv.
Why is the potter again? Make sure many love potter.
Who do you want to make chayiv? The Baal HaTanugim?
Yeah.
He didn't make this boy, and even if he did, the Tanugim is not chayiv the boy.
Yeah. To be shomer,
there's many chayiv for things that my animal actually does, not for digging a pit which makes somebody fall.
So it did make the board, but it's not halakhically made.
It's not by the Amichai. Yeah, you could call it that.
It's responsible for
so the shadow which way you go on it. But the whole chiddush of boy is like it's a cost. If a person makes it,
he's responsible in general for his animals.
Yeah, the damage his animal does. Yeah, the animal.
The animal is on its own finding this hefker to leal, making something that can damage from the fact that we're actually calling a boar because it's an animal.
Right.
Because of the there's a cow.
Exactly. We learn from the bull. I'm just saying, in Svara, it makes a lot of sense. The whole chiddush of boy is a tremendous chiddush. I'm chai for things that my animal damages. Who says I'm chai for things that my animal makes that can cause damage? That is a chiddush Torah that I'm chai for that. And that deserves a delineation, not sure. Yeah, it's very relational.
Well, was that even delegated? Stationary when it damaged somebody?
Yeah. Mitgalgen means that I placed in place A, it rolled to place B, and that's where something tripped up. It's going Mitgalgen, it rolled down to another place, and that's where it acted as a boy. It's a redundant level, it's a hybrid of two, it's H and boy together. H leads to one place, it causes damage in another place, and H actually causes damage, but here it's not causing damage yet. This is something tripped up on it, so it's a hybrid of boy and H together.
So who's fighting?
Balma boy. Who's the Bala boy? The one that tied it. No one's fighting. We're talking about Bill. There's no own order to them. And the Balatanaga is not high for making that boy. So no one's high. Here we're talking about where the chicken took it.
So in the beginning of the
Gemara, this is going to speak out. Yeah.
In the beginning of the Gemara, when it says, because we're saying that it's going on the Mishnah, that's why we say it's causing death. And once we reject that and say it can't, we can say spoke.
Right. Yeah. So Rashi we saw last time.
So Rashi. In this case with the boy is gone out. So if the chicken took something, took this allele and made this if the stationary becomes a boy, then of course it'll be high. Then if it's a rock, the rock is rolling and hits somebody, then it's
hot. There's a gun to Russia is on board.
But if it stops again, then it's high again.
Boy has to be somebody tripped up on it. Doesn't matter if it's rolling. As long as something tripped up on it, it didn't hit something. You can have a rolling buck and somebody trips up on it. That's the same as the station. Did somebody trip on it or did they hurt someone?
It could be theoretically moving.
Yeah. Point is, that's been nitka. Something tripping on it.
Always flying with
But so it's men, as opposed to somebody. It's Rashi we saw last time. The Rashi explained that we're talking about a case. But the person tied it, and by tying it, he was going to it, and therefore it's his boy, and that's why he's fired. So he's got a different shot. Nick Shemeid of Poto. So we have two tastes in. Nick Shemeid of Poto. The Ishbo Vloy Shoibo also says, Ishbo Vloy Shoibo, and therefore the Bala Tanagu that made this boy is Poto. He didn't make it, it was the Tanagu that made it. Go show you all the Kai. Now on to the last taste of the Sugar. So good places now, we're going to see, they've got different chat. Rashi says kosher meant that when he tied it, he was koinot, right? And therefore it's now his boy. Kosher, although it wasn't a little hefgam, by me tying it, I'm now koinot. So this is unkoinot, Rashi. Laughed after kosher, even if he didn't tie it. Who are they? Moi b'mokim ha-mutzne, v'nichoi b'mokim ha-tov. The same would be if the person found this hefka bucket and placed it in a place that's a dangerous area. Even if he didn't die, it'd be the same halacha. Sheposha boy, v'apilu loik biyoy, v'loik gala, even if he didn't pick up it, wasn't doing it. But the loik of Moshe Be'ezekon just, not like Rashi explained, the cannibal roi kishakosh. Not like Rashi says, they were talking about that the person was killed by picking up when he tied it, v'yesho lahai, the little bayim, and therefore, this deal will now have an owner. Says, so I disagree on Rashi. Rashi held
They had to talk about it again. You picked up this bucket, you tied it. By you picking it up, you're carrying it. It's now your bucket. That's why I tried it for boy. Says Jesus, no. Even if I didn't, I found it and I rolled it around. I never picked it up. And I placed it in a mokoim, tofa, a dangerous area. Any takola that you place in the shoes rabbin, even if he wasn't saying it. The Adkan, they bring you Rabbi Shmuel, they argue, Erebe de loy afker. They have machlekes, what's the din of a boy that you're not mafker? Is it shoy or is it boy? I'm a bit afker, if it's something which is hefker, being the Rabbi and the Shmuel hainu boy. Both come to Rabbi and Shmuel as considered the boy. So Tais is saying, if I take a bucket and I place it in a shoes rabbin, so that's considered making a boy. I don't own it. Doesn't matter. You don't need to own a boy. A boy you don't need to own. Even if it's hefka, you're chayim for kozal boy. This is a big machlok as Rashi teaches. Rashi here, the way Rashi understands, the only time you'll be chayim here is because it's considered your boy. The fact that you place a hefka boy there sounds like Rashi would say it'd be pots for it. Teaches also, no. The fact that you have a hefka boy, place the hefka boy is a reason to be chayim. Even though you never owned it, you place the hefka boy down and shesuram your chayim. Now, friends, in all the Rashi agree to this. You take something stolen, you don't own a stone, and you place it in a shesuram. We have a koine down in Kenya and Bonap. You place the stone down in a shesuram. You're going to say you're putting a potter. The taste on the stone, Rashi would say a potter, right? Only you get a kosher. Taisus doesn't understand that. They said not. But that is what Rashi would say down to Taisus. A friend of a different half of the answer. Yeah.
We're back with ours, Rashi.
No.
And Rashi's saying that the original owner of the bucket, well, the owner, this new guy, hasn't picked it up and done it well. All he did was tie it together. The original owner will still be the one who made the hefker, will be higher.
Instead of bottle.
Butter for the guy who tied it. Right? It's butter for the guy who tied it.
You're saying that he tied it. In the case where no one tied it. What are you saying? It's made up on one side. Say what you want to say. Sorry.
There's
two cases. One case where nobody tied it and then you bought it. Another case where somebody tied it and the other tied it is high.
Rashi said, that's going to be someone via and he tied it, right? That's right. What we're talking about.
Right.
So Rashi, so I'm saying, how can Rashi hold that? I'm just suggesting. Rashi's saying, in order for this guy who tied it to be liable for the bucket, must be that he did a kinyan on the bucket. And if he didn't do it, then the responsibility will be on the original owner's bucket.
That's what I'm asking. If the responsibility should be on the original owner, and also if it wasn't tied to the chicken, that responsibility should still be on the original owner. It should be tied.
Yes.
It says not. It's Nick's made it on potter. Don't say somebody's
tied.
I understand. They should say that there's one guy that's tied. Potter stand there, potter completely. So this person made their head, but he didn't even show some. He put their nerves on some club, right? He didn't make it. They're not getting back the tanner, he took it out into the tanner. Then somebody came along and tied it. So says Taisus, since you placed it in a mock matter, now you're going to be a chayiv. Right? You don't need to tie even. Even if it was a mock matter, and now it's placed in a mock matter, it's going to be a chayiv. You're pesher. And someone said the Rashi saw my dapka where it was tied and the buck was already in a shisarabah. Maybe there's no big enough to actually place it. But look, what was the case here? The case was this time I took out this bucket, now lying in the Shisarab. Right? So I have a boy in the Shisarab already. So now, unless to me just tying it without being kosher, I didn't do anything. Right? So it's a boy's red card in the boy in the Shisarab. So then the only way I'm going to be a chayim is if I pick it up. If I talk about the case like Jesus says, there wasn't a Shisarab. And I bring it to Rishas Rabbim, I take a big stand of stone, take it from Rishas Yom, and place it onto Kvish Esau, then in the family, that would be called the boy Rishas Rabbim. Even Rashi would agree. That's called making a boy Rishas Rabbim. Just happened to be the case they were talking about where it's in Rishas Rabbim already. So then you're not going to be chayim for this boy, but it was there, boy already had the name boy before. Only if I picked it up, and it's now my boy, now I'm going to be chayim, it's my thing I should have done. That's the third answer, Rashi.
So
also, is it, this bucket staying stationary?
His bucket?
Oh, you
can... No, now it's in the scouter. Now it's in the scouter.
No, but he tied it.
Yeah, but that's...
We're stationary. The chicken was stationary, I said.
Right.
And he walked away. Oh, so, in that case, they'll be tied?
Yeah. Burn his cowboy. That's the burn his cowboy. He placed a burn in a place where it's going to roll.
He didn't place it.
Right, but he picked it up. So now it's his moment. From Tosfos says that it was in a mocking mutzah and now he puts it in a mocking tooth. That's the case that Tosfos is talking about. It doesn't have to be dafka tied. It's in a mocking mutzah and he puts it in a mocking tooth. I'm saying it could be that there's no big machlokes. It's just arguing on the cases. Rashi understood we're talking about a case where it wasn't a Mishnah Rabbim already, and that's why he had to pick it up in order to be Kohenet. Tosfos says clearly we're talking about it wasn't a Mokim Mutzna, and he made it, placed it in a Mokim Tosfos. That also, that, then you made it.
Both. So
it could be a Mishnah Rabbim, he placed it in a place that is always a Mishnah Rabbim. Yeah. So that's that. So what we've still got left is the Lander Rosh. We'll have to do that in Yetzirah Thursday. It's tomorrow in Yetzirah Shem. We'll do the Rosh. But you can already start, if you like, preparing the next sugya on Kitzur Deregel. Kitzur Hashem. We've finished the Melach, the Av of Regel. Once we finish the Rosh, we finish the Av Nezek of Regel, and we're moving on to Shem.
Well, no,
we're now moving on to Shem. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem. The Siyat Dishmai is pretty abrogable. Finished the Siyam on the regular. But we'll wait for the end of Shem. The Shem and regular go together. Okay, Biankiv, how are you feeling? You're on mute.
Very good, very good. All is well. Svi's daughter is in the hospital. He's running around with her at the moment. Overnight. I don't know what's going on at the moment.
What's your name, Mom? Have you had it when you're on the way back?
Next Wednesday, I think. We're coming back.
Okay. What's your name? I mean, I'll tell you something.
See you tomorrow.
Okay. What's your parents? Have a good day.
Thank you. Be well.